Let's take this email from Becky, which probably touches on something you and Father Pavone deal with all the time, questions like this. She says, can you possibly answer the question of why the Catholic Church does not treat miscarried fetuses as though they are sacred when it comes to burial and funeral, yet want us to believe that life is sacred when it comes to abortion? This strikes me as hypocritical. Thank you, Becky.
Well, one of the things Father Frank and I have been doing more of our ministry is highlighting the need to bury miscarried children. Matter of fact, on Defending Life a few years ago, we had such a case on and we showed the tombstone what the family has there in North Carolina. But it's happening more and more now where clergy are assisting couples that have a miscarried child and helping them to have a funeral mass for them and a burial. So we need to talk about it more. I think it's because very often the mother doesn't realize that she can ask for the remains of her child. Very often, because we're in an abortion culture, they see it as medical waste. And no, it's sad, but we have to advocate. And I really have not heard of yet of a priest that if a couple says, you know, the doctor has told me my wife's in the midst of a miscarriage, we want to get the remains of our child and bury the child. I have not heard of a priest that wouldn't assist in that process. There are actually couples around the country that are starting ministries to help minister to each other who've miscarried babies, who want to help others to go through that process of burial and everything, closure.
All right. Let's assume, as we close, that there's somebody watching that's right now where you were, brought up in the church, long since left, or maybe has children that have left. What would you like to say to them as a word of encouragement to consider their own journey back to the faith?
Well, I think that's why, you know, I'm here today telling my story, because I want to encourage anyone to say no soul is so lost that they can't find their way back. And to, if you have a son or a daughter that's away from the church, in addition to just praying for them, be that model for them. You don't get a person back by harsh talking or fighting or arguing. It's your example. It's the gentleness, like I said, of my mother-in-law that got me back. And if you're away and you just happen to tune in tonight, just know that I am so happy now that I'm back with the Lord. And I regret all those lost years. I can't get them back. But I'm so grateful for the time that I've been given back. And I hope that you would just take another look. Don't blame Jesus for whatever bad experiences you have with the church. Remember that the Lord has put his church in the hands of men and to, you know, bishops and priests, and they're sinners too. No one's perfect. So don't blame Jesus for what some of his followers sometimes do. And I think that's the message, Marcus.
Includes us, right?
Includes us too. I hope more people do come back. And that was why I wanted to come on and tell my story. Because, you know, Marcus, they see me on Defending Life with Father Frank and, you know, would do all this great pro-life work. And I want them to know that I once was not in such a good place with the church, but I found my way back, and I hope that gives encouragement to others that you too can come back to the Lord.
And I do believe that sometimes the desert experiences are specifically so that we can experience what the things that we then are called to minister to.
That's right.
The experience that people have. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
For joining us on the journey home. Thank you for joining us. Be praying for EWTN, for the Holy Father, for the bishops, and all those young people at World Youth Day. It starts really soon. A lot of EWTN are out there for you to help you see it. So God bless you.